For our discussion of the week's news, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce, who's back from the far-flung lands of basketball. Hello, Charlie.
I did. I flew in to Boston on my plane from Indianapolis, and it was full of North Dakotans coming here for the NCAA hockey.
For the Frozen Four. I had sort of forgotten what you look like. It's great to have you back from the tournament trail.
Yes, I know. I'm 6 foot four and blonde now.
Duke and Coach K are the champs on the men's side. I add Coach K because, as everybody knows, coaches are the stars of college basketball. But perhaps I'm speaking out of turn. You were there. Did Coach K star?
He did. He was magnificent, as a matter of fact, in the essential coaching technique of getting in the refs' heads. The second half was a masterpiece of getting in the refs' heads and doing your job in there. It doesn't take anything away from the championship to say that he's really good at all aspects of coaching, including that one.
Duke freshman Jahlil Okafor announced on Thursday that he would move on to the pros. Coach Krzyzewski said, "What a great decision." Can we assume that he meant that?
Yes, he did. He said right from the start that Jahlil Okafor was a one and done at Duke. I mean, he was quite honest about that. But let's face facts. So far, it doesn't carol the candle to the University of Kentucky.
Well, we're going there next.
That's what I figured.
Undefeated Kentucky, finally defeated in the semis. Next year's team will be without Coach John Calipari's top scorers. How many of the seven players from his team made the right decision when they declared for the draft?
I would say 6.5. Aaron Harrison, I'm less sure about. I think both Harrisons will be second-round picks. And I think Dakari Johnson probably will be, too. The other guys, Karl Anthony Towns is going to be the first pick in the draft, probably. Willie Cauley-Stein will be no worse than 5. Devin Booker will be no worse than somewhere in the top 15, as will Trey Lyles. Then you get into three guys who are either bottom of the first round or top of the second round. They're all going to do fine.
Senior Sam Malone is also departing Kentucky, though not for the NBA draft. Malone only scored 7 points in his 4 years at Kentucky, but he earned quite a distinction and has the T-shirt to prove it, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, he only scored 7 points, but he clearly learned marketing from John Calipari because he laid out a line of T-shirts called the Human Victory Cigar T-shirts, and on the back is written, "Won every game I played in." And good for him. The real tragedy, of course, is he couldn't do this while the season was going on because it would be an NCAA violation.
Lots of people
We know how fastidious John Calipari
absolutely.
Is about
it's
those rules.
A man who's very careful. Somebody said to me, when he goes into the Hall of Fame, are they going to have lines crossed out on his plaque?
That's not going to happen, although that was the joke du jour in Indianapolis for the better part of a weekend.
A lot of people were no doubt impressed by the men's tournament, Charlie. Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban was not among them. He called the college game, quote, uglier than ugly. Is this just his way of saying we should be watching the pros instead?
I think that's part of it. What Mark Cuban knows about actual basketball, you can put in a thimble and have room for a change of clothes, okay? As far as I'm concerned, I think one and done should go back to none and done. Is college basketball ugly? No. Could it be played better? Absolutely. Could it be officiated better? You bet.
Your fearless prediction about which team would win the women's championship did turn out to be correct. Still, congratulations in order for picking Connecticut. Well done.
I was nervous for about 11 seconds there during the tournament. Actually, Notre Dame held them to a 10-point victory. So, you know what? If I had given you a spread of the game, I would have lost.
The Masters is underway in Augusta, Georgia. I'm not going to ask you to predict a winner, but I will ask you if anyone will do anything more impressive than what Jack Nicklaus, age 70-whatever, did in the par 3 tournament that preceded the main event.
Don't screw with Jack on the golf course. I don't care if he's 112. He was doing an interview, and he said, all I got to do is go out there in the par 3 and make a hole-in-one. Guess what he did?
Yep.
He made a hole-in-one! And a beautiful one, too.
A gorgeous
one. Overshot the hole, let the ball roll back down in. But he didn't post a score because he hit two in the water on the last hole.
Yeah, it's all right. It's okay. He's got the film to prove that he got the hole in one.
He's got the film to prove he won a Masters when he was 46,
too. Rory McIlroy tried to upstage Nicklaus in that par 3 event, but I don't think he succeeded. Of course, about 10 million teenaged girls would disagree with me, I guess.
Yeah, his caddy was Niall Horan of One Direction, which is apparently a pop group with some notoriety around the world, though the oeuvre has escaped me.
I can't wait for all the emails with hearts and emoticons on them that are going to say, what do you mean you don't know about that?
Is there
that?
An emoticon for a clueless old dude? Because that's pretty much what I am here.
Churchill Downs has banned the scourge of all mankind from the upcoming Kentucky Derby, and that scourge would be what?
Selfie sticks, which I would ban. I would like to ban from life. I mean, it's one thing to
Here comes the old dude again.
No, seriously. It's one. I got no problem with selfies. but you're walking out there with this freaking wand and you're sticking it out over people's heads so you can get a better camera angle. No! Selfies, you're supposed to look stupid. Hmm. That's okay. The point of selfies.
I'm happy to
be get off my lawn!
And finally, Charlie, ESPN has come up with a list of potential team names and logos for the NHL team that will be coming to Las Vegas, perhaps. Do you prefer the Las Vegas Bones, the Las Vegas Outlaws, or perhaps simply Las Vegas Sin?
Yeah, Las Vegas Sin isn't bad, but I do have to admit, I am remarkably fascinated by the notion of the Las Vegas Nordiques. I have no idea why you would call them that, but I'm all in for the Las Vegas Nordiques.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, and he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
And you can find my sports writing there, but get off my lawn!